Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of African Americans Ain't Africans, the talk show that proves without a shadow of a doubt that the so-called African American didn't find his way to America in the trunk of a ship. I'm your host, the Indigenous One. And hope life is flowing freely for many of you. We do realize the less that we participate in the mainstream, the easier it is on us. That's why we try to bring you culture. This is why we try to bring you information that your foreparents did, how to survive in an ever-changing economy. And so we try to bring ideas, we try to bring people who are doing things different than the mainstream. Because the mainstream, as everybody can see, is imploding. I mean, it just, you know, those who have been in charge all these years, they have taken that power and abused it. And you can't last like that. And I say, the faster we start building, you know, a better life for everybody and doing what we're supposed to be doing, especially the people who call themselves African Americans. You are supposed to be working the earth that your people left for you. Your people left untold. And all these foreigners are coming, taking what your ancestor left off because you think you're something else. I know you don't even think it. It's what you've been imbued with. It's then part of your creation. Because remember, the African American is a made up entity. The African American is nothing that nature creates. 50 years ago, you never heard of the word African American. Where did they come from in the last 50 years? If your great grandmother, she was labeled something else, color, mulatto, who knows? But why the name change is necessary, why other people label you and get you to follow that label. It's like naming a dog Spot. Before you ran in and named the dog Spot, his name could have been anything, but he's getting used to when you say a certain command, the dog responds. That's how the African American does. Almost no. And when I say none, no organic thoughts. Mostly everything that the African American thinks, he gets it from other people. And it's normally not his own. We don't have a culture that has think tanks to say, hey, instead of Shaq investing these pizzas in these black colleges, why don't I get with the black colleges and we come up with an idea for a restaurant? I don't know, an idea for anything. And make it viable for all the communities that are surrounded by these black, historically black, I'm putting up quotes when I say black, these historically black colleges that are teaching, that has the minds of these young kids, put ideas and implement them where it will benefit everybody. You would figure that's what people like Magic Johnson and Shaq and all these cats who got all this so-called money. For real, cuz? We're gonna take our focus off us and put it on one person. That's what happened to that little girl Cupcake. Listen, it's gonna get worse, y'all, because we are being programmed to self-destruct. I mean, it's been years. They had to chop down the population. They did it through outside murder, coming in, taking, you know, moving people. You know the history. You know the history. So what I want to talk about today, because what African Americans ain't Africans is going to be doing is going to certain parts where people were. You know, this place that I went to in the eastern shores of Virginia, the Accomax, look, when I saw it, I was like, damn. Beautiful land, everything grows there, everything. We was going about 20 miles, none but cotton fields. And the people had got the cotton out of the ground and had it rolled up in these big old huge, they're like spirals, like bales of hay. And they had to be at least 20 feet high. This is the economic infrastructure that was taken from you. But you don't believe it's yours. You believe you were wandering around in a desert for 40 years. That's the history that the African American likes to teach his children, right or wrong. If it's right, then change it. That's all you can do. You want to argue because you have some emotional feeling to an idea that you will defend it no matter how wrong it is. And that has to stop. So the ACOMAX, start going to these towns that still has the people's name to them. Start going up to the Ouachita Mountains in Arkansas. Not when you start seeing the spelling change, that's where they're trying to change the people. If you can get the spelling to where the original spelling, that'll be best. As a matter of fact, do this. This will help a lot. When you take these words that they've created, a lot of these words are your words. That's why they call it American English. Because in coming into a new culture, you're going to take on some of the realities of the culture. I'm not going to walk into your house and not be affected by where I sit or what I eat or where I go to the bathroom. You're dictating that because I'm in your space. That's a very key part to pay attention to, because it puts the onus on you. These people are coming here mimicking you. Remember, they said they took your identity, American. And just in the definition, erased you and put themselves in. Why did they do that? Because at the time, you weren't reading their language. You know, English was new to you. French was new to you. German was new to you. You didn't understand. That's why they just had a lot of us put X, and, you know, wanted to sign up to get into their corporations and cities instead of maintaining our own. And this is what this trip up to Virginia taught me, man. We in here playing around. If we think we here on the earth naked, if you think all these other people around the world got all these resources and you have none, you are sadly mistaken. So the ACOMAX. Check these people out. And I want to give a shout out to the sister, Lisa Cypress. Oh my God. This sister has, you name somebody in history who's did so much for people that was relevant. I'm not talking about that celebratory bullshit. I'm talking about something that is relative. This is the knocked it out the park on her first swing. So she a baseball player. The first time up to bat, she hits a home run. And it's not mentioned. So I want to take my hats off to her. She did a wonderful job and was a wonderful hostess. So this is what I mean. It's not just her. She even says it. When you talk to her, she said something's working through her. What's working through her? It's working through the land. It's working through the land. It's working through the trees. You are a natural resource here. The people are natural resources here. So the natural world is going to speak to you now, whether you turn your back on it and pick up another religious ideology and follow that, that's on you. You can do that. You can do whatever you want, right? But when you do that, you turn your back on what your people had set up and what your people were saying to you. And so you cannot get, I mean, you can get the message. That's why some people go crazy. Because believe me, you are a natural resource. That's if you're not a clone. Many of you are clones. Trust me, I believe it. You have no problem convincing me. Okay, so let's check out this trip up to the ACOMAX, and just check out what you, and you know, check what this sister did is something that all of us can do. find the city where your grandparents or your great grandparents are from. I don't care how funny it sounds, blah, 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 blah. Then find who were the indigenous people living in that area at that time. I'm not saying it's all a lot, because a lot was going on back then. Wars, running people off their land, all kind of stuff. But try to find where your people were, what area, and who were the indigenous people who lived in that area. That's a good way of, and that's only one of many ways. Everybody has a way. My way isn't the only way. You have a way. You just got to tap into it. And that's what we here at African Americans Ain't African is showing to do. We're just not on this planet to buy other people's products. We're here for some reason. And now we're going to get into the reasons why we're here. The trip up to Virginia. Now, I'm in Alabama. So that Virginia trip is about 11-hour drive. Started off in Atlanta. So it's about a 9-10-hour drive. It's all good if you can leave early in the morning. I say if you're going to take a day trip like that, leave about, walking out the door at 4 a.m. at least, if not earlier. If you got four people that can drive, you can leave the night before 11 o'clock. Okay, so if you're going to take a long drive, plan on leaving early that morning, 2 o'clock, whatever. So you'll still have a lot of light when you get to your destination. You know, you don't want to get to your destination when it's dark, because you can see a lot when you first get there instead of trying to do it on the way out. So going through Georgia, and one of the things about Georgia that was talked about on the trip is on the Georgia-South Carolina border, they have a monument called the Georgia Guidestones. Georgia, the state of Georgia, Guidestones, G-U-I-D-E-S-T-O-N-E-S. I would suggest everyone go read that. Just read it. It's about a minute read. Read it. And then ask yourself, why is it in these languages? Check out the languages that is written in. All of these are foreign places. Why are these people writing this here on your land and didn't ask you nothing? And when you start to realize what's going on around you, you'll start to realize why a lot of these people are coming up missing. You'll realize why we're being systematically erased. And why is of utmost importance that we stop frolicking and supporting what's going on against us. So that's on the edge of Georgia, South Carolina, the Georgia Guidestones. If people down here in the Southeast, if that's, you know, close to your area, check it out, write about it, you know, put out notes about it, because a lot of us don't know about it. Make that very prevalent in people's mind. So, you know, after we go out of Georgia, we go out of South Carolina. And South Carolina is, you know, from my point of view, it's a valuable area in the Southeast. And I think as indigenous people, we have to look at that and how that benefits us. Because there's all kind of laws and all kind of codes and ordinances being made up around us, and we don't have a say so in it. And so watch this guy, Elijah Cummings. Watch who runs for his district. Just watch who runs for it. Then you can start to piece everything together. going up through South Carolina, of course, North Carolina is next. And North Carolina is cool because that's where the gold is. You know, North Carolina is the banking capital of the East. Bank of America is headquartered there. North Carolina is a, as far as resources go, huh? If you just take tobacco alone, what the economic tsunami that creates for the people who are behind that, and this is your industry, and we receive less than a penny from it. Really? For real? For real? Your resources on your land, somebody else is pimping it. You just cool with it. This is something that generations not even born yet are going to have to listen to, because the way we have it now, the majority of people who call themselves African-American, their only purpose in life is to serve their master. And that's what they do every day. You can look at it. It's obvious. And if you say maybe you ought not do that, you'll probably get beat up. That's how devoted the African American is to the success of America. You know? And it was many of these people that are coming over here, they remember the Negro going over in these wars, helping them. They remember. Now they're over here in your neighborhood serving your people food, and you think it's all cool. You think everybody has the right to do it. No, it don't work like that. The economics are to be controlled by the people who land it is, right or wrong. Now, I know this isn't a popular thought of African-Americans. They're not thinking this. Like I'm saying, this isn't for the current people who call themselves African-Americans. This is for the generation that will make it through. Seriously. So after you get out of North Carolina, boom, you're in Virginia. And Virginia is a Navy company. Is a Navy, yes, the Navy is stationed out there. I don't really know a lot about how military gets down. Their military gets down. You have to talk to a brothers who've been in the military. I've been in the military, but I really wasn't that military geek. And you get up to Virginia and something changes. I don't know if it's because we're closer to the Atlantic. I don't know if it's the Atlantic Ocean has something to do with it. I don't know what it is, but there's a change in the air. If you've ever been through it, you will see. I don't know what it is. It was nice, though. And to be where the Accomacs, I mean, they have stories written. They have books written about the Accomacs. And you're talking to the people that these books are talking about. It's the most mind-blowing. It was amazing. So they have a book on the Accomacs, 1600, written in the 1600s, talking about the kingdom of the Accomacs. So obviously what these people were doing, it wasn't no joke. It wasn't no joke. The cotton, I'm telling you, miles of cotton. And everybody seen the old Indian drawings of these people trying to sell the tobacco that they were meeting with the Indians. Tobacco Row, they're from North Carolina. So when you call yourself a Blackfoot, you're probably saying you're from that area. This is what these words mean. This is what we got to connect these words to. You know, people walked on the land. To say the land was like walking in a hand. That's how the people cultivated the land, because they have to walk on it. These are your people. These are you. This is why we're in the condition that we are, because we're trying to, we're so used to that, and we're trying to live that, trying to live this, and it doesn't work. It's like a fish being out of water. That's why you're having what you're having. That's why you haven't, we are living in an artificial environment, because we're not connected to the land anymore. So what the trip has taught me, and this is what I want to pass along to everybody, I'm not going to be too long, boring, is find your people. If your grandmama, great-grandmama lives somewhere, find out where she lived and find out where she lived before that. Find out who you are. It's going to blow you away. It's going to blow you away, because those people back there live through you. That's the cool part about this whole thing. This sister Lisa who put this situation on, it could have been any one of them sisters back there who was doing that. Because life, it doesn't just start and stop. Life is a continual process. And you are a part of that process. Get into it. Listen, I'm the Indigenous One saying thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.